Hey, Gianni, we have a caller. Sheldon's on the line.
Okay.
Sheldon, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Griffin. I came across yesterday an article in Foreign Affairs from 1998 that was written by Zelikow and Ashton Carter and John Deutsch, imagining the transformative event. Have you read that?
Well, yes, I discuss it in some of my books, including the latest one, The New Pearl Harbor Revisited. But go ahead.
Another example, you know, everybody who's followed this is familiar with the PNAC wish list of events that would enable them to go off and do what they were aspiring to. And this is another example of that in my mind. Not only that, but Zelikow was very active in creating the myth around 9/11 of the 19 hijackers and the entire narrative that they used to sell this within the next few hours after 9/11 happened. I just wanted to get your comment on that.
Well, that's right, and the whole last chapter of the New Pearl Harbor Revisited is devoted to Zelikow and the 9/11 Commission report and showing why. If they had really wanted an independent commission, a commission that was independent of the White House, Zelikow was the worst possible choice to be the executive director. Now, a lot of people are still under the illusion that the 9/11 commission was run by Thomas Kane and Lee Hamilton, the chair and the co-chair, but they were largely figureheads who showed up for TV. And as Philip Sheehan, the New York Times reporter, tells us in his book, The Commission, they didn't even have offices there where all the work was done for the 9/11 Commission report. So they very seldom came by, and everything was run by Zelikow. So this should really be called the Zelikow Report. And, of course, he was essentially a member of the Bush-Cheney administration. And as Sheehan reports, he did not break his contacts with the White House while he was directing the commission. He stayed in touch with his old friend Condoleezza Rice, and he stayed in touch with Karl Rove, who was reportedly the guy in the White House who was most worried that the 9/11 commission might say something that would hurt Bush's reelection chances. And so... for many, many reasons, I've just got a new article I'm about to publish on this that will summarize what I've put in the book. Zelikow should not have been, and the point that you make is that that article showed that 3 years prior to 9/11, Zelikow was thinking about a catastrophic event involving the World Trade Center that would divide the American history into before and after. And even said that civil rights would be constrained and all sorts of things that proved to be true. So it was as if 3 years in advance he had an idea of what was going to happen.
He's a prognosticator or he's a insider that made it happen.
Yeah, or maybe just, you know, was very clairvoyant.
Okay, Sheldon, anything else?
No, Johnny, it's a very good show. I'm enjoying this very much.
Well, thank you.